welcome. This is DJ Z at atbradio.org with news and views you can use. And very special greetings to you. This is Don Coco, recording once again for Main Menu. This week I'm taking a look at a new product, and this is a talking dictionary put out by www.talkingsoftware.gothere.uk.com. Again, that's www.talkingsoftware as one word, .gothere as one word, .uk.com. First thing we'll do is we'll go to the Start menu.
Start menu.
And then we're going to go to the program group. And then we're going to go to the talking dictionary. And we're going to load the program. We'll now hit return on this talking dictionary.
Dictionary for visually impaired.
Please type
security
in your 5-character password and press enter to continue. If you do not have a password, press enter to continue in demonstration mode.
Okay, we do not have a password, so what we're going to do here is we're just going to hit return.
The dictionary will continue
impaired
in demonstration mode. You will only be able to hear definitions for words that have 5 characters or less. Press F12 to continue.
We'll press F12.
Talking
to use
dictionary,
the dictionary,
combo,
type the word you want to search for followed by the enter key. Press F9 to hear a list of command keys. Press Ctrl and F3 for details of contacting the author and registering this dictionary.
Okay, the first thing we want to do is we want to press F9 to hear the list of commands that they offer.
Press Ctrl and F3 to spell out the author's email address. Press F1 key to hear current word. Press F2 key to hear summary for current word. Press F3 key to hear definitions for the current word. Press F4 key to hear synonyms for the current word. Press F5 key to hear previous definition or synonym. Press F6 key to repeat definition or synonym. Press F7 key to skip to next definition or synonym. Press F8 key to spell current synonym. Press F9 key for list of command keys. Press F10 key to toggle keyboard echo mode. Press F11 key to hear copyright information. Press Ctrl and F1 to slow down the speed of talking. Press Ctrl and F2 to speed up the speed of talking. Press Ctrl and F12 to exit this program.
Type in the word run. For example, R-U-N. And hit return.
Run. A score in baseball made by a runner touching all 4 bases safely.
It just reads the opening definition. Let's take a look at it now. F1.
Run.
Yes. Says the word for us.
Run.
Run. R-U-N. F2.
Run. Found 53 definitions.
Tells us how many definitions is found. F3.
Definitions. Noun. 1. A score in baseball made by a runner touching all 4 bases safely.
Now, it tells us that it's a noun, and it gave us the very first definition. If we press F3 again, it will just read that definition again. F4.
Synonyms. Black market.
Black market, that's the very first synonym that we have. F5.
No more synonyms.
Okay. F5 and F7 are arrow keys. Basically, they go backward and forward in a list. Real nice job here, I think, the gentleman has done. So we want to look at
bleed.
The synonyms, these are the synonyms.
Black market.
Black market is the first one.
Bleed. Bleed is spelled B-L-E-E-D.
Bleed is the second one. And you'll notice I spelled the synonym with F8.
Breakaway.
Breakaway is the next synonym.
Dunk. Dunk is spelled B-U-N-K.
Bunk is the next one.
Campaign.
Campaign is the next synonym.
Carry.
Carry.
Consort.
Consort. And they're all in alphabetical order.
Course.
Course.
Die hard.
Die hard, and so forth. Now, if you wanted to... Now, this is a fairly long list of synonyms. If I wanted to look at a synonym near the end, say I was looking for a synonym beginning with T, I could hold down the F7.
Foot race.
And have it scan forward, and of course I'll stop it periodically.
Foot. Ladder. Lamp. Prevail. Race. Running play. Stop. Turn tail.
Oh, there we go. Turn tail. So I found one with T. And you'll notice that I held down the F7 and just let it scroll across. It didn't say anything as it was doing it, but now to get back to the beginning, I'll just hold down F5. Oh, if I care to repeat the current synonym,
turn tail,
I just press F6.
Turn tail is spelled T-U-R-N-T-A-I-L.
That's F8 for the spelling. So I want to go back to the very beginning.
Try.
I'll just hold the key down for a second. It will scroll it all the way back.
Ladder.
Whoops, I'm not there yet. We're still in the middle. Back more. So we'll just hold the key down.
No more synonyms.
No more synonyms, he says. That's the very, to tell you that it's the very first one. So the very first one.
Black market.
Is black market. And F6 reads that to me. So now I can go back to the definitions with F3.
Definitions. Noun, 1, a score in baseball made by a runner touching all four bases safely.
Now, you remember I pressed F4 for synonyms. I can just press F5.
No more definitions.
And I'm actually still at the very beginning of the list. He says no more definitions for the beginning and the end of a list.
Noun, 1, a score in baseball made by a runner touching all four bases safely.
That's F6, and that is reading the very current, just the current definition. And, of course, that'll read the current definition. But F7...
Noun, 2, the act of testing something.
Tells me that it's the act of testing something. I press F7 again. Remember, F5 and F7 are like arrow keys, up and down. You know, when you scroll up and down, that's basically what this is doing. It's like a list box.
Noun, 3, a race run on foot.
Uh-huh. A race run on foot. Now, how about if I press F8 here?
Can only spell synonyms.
Right. You can only spell synonyms in this dictionary. Obviously, you can't spell nouns, only synonyms. And that would make sense to me, of course.
Noun, 4, an unbroken series of events.
An unbroken series of events.
Noun, 5, a football play in which a player runs with the ball. Noun, 6, a regular trip. Noun, 7, the act of running, traveling on foot at a fast pace. Noun, 8, a small stream. Noun, 9, a row of unraveled stitches. Noun, 10, the pouring forth of a fluid. Noun, 11, a short trip.
So you can see we are up to noun 11.
Verb 1, move fast by using one's feet, with one foot off the ground at any given time.
Aha, uh-huh. Now we went to verbs. Did you notice that? We went to verbs. He had 11 nouns, and then he went over to verbs. Again, we can check. We want to know what we have here. We can press F2.
Run, found 53 definitions.
53 definitions altogether is what we have here. So
verb 2, take to one's heels, cut and run.
Uh-huh. That's verb 2.
Verb 3. Stretch out over a distance, space, time, or scope, run or extend between two points or beyond a certain point.
And so forth. And there are more verbs ahead of that. You can see that it's quite good. It's not too bad. In the demonstration version, we're only limited to up to 5-letter words. Also, the cost of the program is $34. Oh, I do want to show you this. I can slow the speech down if I want to slow the speech down. Let's do that just to show you. We press the control key and F1.
Speed has been reduced.
Speed
has
been
reduced. The quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog.
And he has a sentence to give you an idea of what it will sound like. Let's slow it down some more.
Speed has been reduced. The quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog.
As you can see, we reduced the speed. Now we can press F7 again.
Verb 4, direct or control of machinery, projects, businesses, etc.
And you can see that the speed has been slowed down. Control F2.
Speed has been increased. Speed has been increased. The quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog.
We just set it back to the default, and there it is.
Hi, I'm Richard Fairbairn, author of Talking Dictionary. Thanks for trying the software, and I hope you find it useful. If you'd like to contact me, my email address is rfairbairn@btinternet.com, and that's spelt rfairbairn@btinternet.com. Thanks very much, and I hope you enjoy the software.
And there you go, and there's a demo of the author, and there's his voice, and you'll find that under Control F3. Also, they have he's got the keyboard echo.
Keyboard echo has been activated.
Keyboard echo, all that means is that when I type letters,
B-A-T.
For example, I type the word bat, hit the return.
Bat, an implement used in baseball by the batter.
Uh-huh. Basically, that just turns the echo on and off. That's F10.
Keyboard echo has been deactivated. Bat, found 9 definitions. Definitions. Noun, 1, an implement used in baseball by the batter. Noun, 2, nocturnal mouse-like mammal with 4 limbs modified to form membranous wings and anatomical adaptations for echolocation by which they navigate. Noun, 3, a turn batting, in baseball. Noun, 4, a small racket with a long handle used for playing squash. Noun, 5, a bat used in playing cricket. Noun, 6, used for hitting the ball in various games. Verb, 1, strike with, or, as if with a baseball bat. Verb, 2, link briefly. Verb, 3, beat thoroughly in a competition or fight. No more definitions.
And there you go. There's all the information for bat, B-A-T. I think on the whole this is a good dictionary, and I would suggest if you have a chance that you check it out. Again, the URL is http://www.talkingsoftware.uk.com. www.talkingsoftware.uk. I think it's a great new product. Again, the cost of the product is $34, and by the way, it's an 8 meg download, but well worth your time. Check it out today. Well, that's it until next time. So on behalf of the Main Menu team, this is DJ C at acbradio.org. Thank you for listening.
Main Menu.
Main Menu.
Main Menu.
Main Menu.
It's time for us to log off for another week. On behalf of all the Main Menu crew, this is Jonathan Mosen wishing you a pleasant week.